Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Carl, let's take a look at the scores.
Well, Tom Beaudet has the lead. He has 4 points. Paula Poundstone and Charlie Pierce are tied for second. They have 2 points each.
We flipped a coin, and Charlie is elected to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. President Obama named former Commerce Secretary Bill Daley to be his new blank.
White House Chief of Staff.
That's right. Critics condemned a publisher's plan to print a censored version of Mark Twain's classic blank.
Huckleberry Finn.
That's right. According to the British medical journal BMJ, a now discredited study linking vaccines to blank was, quote, an elaborate fraud.
Autism.
That's right. A homeless man in Ohio received multiple job offers after a YouTube video featured his amazing blank.
Voice.
That's right. It was revealed this week that while on vacation in Hawaii, President Obama may have become the first president ever to blank.
Wear flip-flops.
That's right. Larry King's successor, Piers Morgan, announced that the first guest on his new show would be the talk show queen blank.
Oprah.
That's right. According to the calculations of one Christian group, May 21st, 2011 is going to be the blank.
End of the world.
That's right. According to the Toronto Sun, the city's hottest new tourist destination is a blank.
Gas station.
No, automated pay toilet. That's right. The new pay toilet on Harbourfront Street is Toronto's new hotspot. It's both the number one and number two destination in Toronto. All right, Carl, how did Charlie do?
Charlie had a great round. 7 correct answers, 14 more points. He now has 16 points and the lead.
Nice work, Charlie. All right, Paul, fill in the blank. Saying he will continue to work for President Obama as a consultant, White House Press Secretary blank announced his departure.
Gibbs.
That's right. The Navy relieved USS Enterprise Captain Owen Honors from command Tuesday after lewd blanks surfaced.
Videos.
Videos, that's right. Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced Thursday that he would be cutting $78 billion from the blank budget.
Defense.
Pentagon defense, that's right. After making a deal with Goldman Sachs, blank was valued at $50 billion.
Facebook.
That's right. After years of being called a cracker, blank is now requesting to be called something else.
Ritz crackers.
Close. Wheat thins.
Oh.
They want to be called a snack.
Oh. I thought it was James Carville.
Yeah, exactly. Just going there.
All right. Because of problems in the week after Christmas, on Thursday, New York Mayor Bloomberg announced new techniques that are being put in place to deal with blanks.
Snow.
That's right. According to a new year-end survey, in 2010, Americans spent an average of 34 hours a week blanking.
Texting.
Watching TV.
Oh.
After automated systems alerted authorities to a hijacking, a United flight was diverted to Toronto, where officials discovered blank.
It was just a butt dial.
Close. Very close. The pilots had spilled coffee on the control panel.
Ooh.
Turns out when you're flying on an airplane, maybe you shouldn't fill it to the rim with brim. Because a coffee spill on an airplane's communication equipment just leads to false hijacking codes, SWAT teams, and lots of tears. After 3 hours of interrogation, United ruled out that the coffee was trying to hijack the plane, despite claims of responsibility from the terrorist group Al-Senka.
That's a lot of stuff going on in Toronto this week.
Yeah. Carl, how did Paula do?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, but Charlie still has the lead with 16.
All right. No. So, Carl, how many does Tom Beaudet need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
I think you got it in you, Tom.
I picked a bad week to go on a news fast.
All right, Tom, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. To keep the U.S. from going into default, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner urged Congress to raise the blank ceiling.
The debt ceiling.
That's right. Because the holiday Emancipation Day falls on April 15th this year, the IRS has made April 18th the day that blanks are due.
I'm guessing the income tax.
That's
return.
Right. The will signed by Elizabeth Edwards 6 days before her death makes no mention of blank.
John Edwards.
That's right. Apple was flooded with complaints on January 1st when the iPhone's blank feature failed.
The alarm.
That's right. To keep their dogs entertained, border collie owners in Washington State have started blanking.
Letting them balance their checkbooks.
No.
They can do that.
No, renting flocks of sheep for their dogs to herd.
They can do that too.
Do not let a dog balance your checkbook. People who played the lottery numbers featured in the sci-fi series Blank won $150 in the Mega Millions lottery this week.
Lost.
That's right. A vulture that had been tagged for an Israeli research project flew into Saudi Arabia this week and was promptly blanked.
Shot out of the sky.
Now, arrested as a spy. It's true. Officials immediately became suspicious of the vulture. There was a bracelet on his foot that said Tel Aviv University, so they, you know, immediately recognized him for what he was, a Mossad secret agent. Carl, did Tom Baudet do well enough to win?
He needed 6 to tie, but Tom had just 5 correct answers. So with 16 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Well done, sir.
Congratulations, sir.